ready to head over to the reality side of this whole.
Absolutely. Let's
Okay.
hit this B side, as you used to call it,
B
or
side. Hopefully, yeah. So it's fun. Last week, I will say that we did talk about Beverly Hills together, but the episode went a little longer. On the intern edited out all of us talking about Beverly Hills getting caught up. So I do have some, we do have notes. We did want to kind of do a little bit of a catch up with Beverly Hills, given that when we recorded last week, that was the newest episode. So the next episode is going to come on tomorrow. So are you ready, Tara, to talk kind of through some of these storylines and some of these episodes? How you feel?
sure.
Did the best we can.
Indeed.
I feel like there's just a basically a nice little storyline between Kyle and her obliviousness and everyone else looking at her like, okay.
I just feel like the Kyle and Dorit thing so far, I mean, I think we're gonna get into other people starting this week. It's the only storyline has been Kyle versus Dorit. Kyle, PK, and text messages.
Right. So, starting back, I mean, during the spa day, prior to that, Kyle had shared a text that she sent to PK with Erica, Garcelle, and
And
Sutton
Sutton.
at Erica's pizza party. And I think, and so what was weird is that Kyle got mad at, I guess, Garcelle for sharing the text message information with Bose, who Bose then went to Dorit. But I think it's kind of like, to Garcelle's point, it's kind of like, well, you shared it with all of us.
Right.
Like, so how, so you just, we just
You knew
not
it was
talk
going to
about
get
that.
out.
She knew what she was doing. And so the whole text message thing was just basically saying that Kyle would never repeat anything that he shared with her. And the question becomes, what does she mean by that? And so she really is upset, I guess. She blows up at the spa day. They're all seemingly having a good time until, Bose decides to call her to the carpet along with Sutton, because Sutton, I don't know what's going on with her. And Sutton, but she was like, you need to talk about it, which I kind of was like, dang, Sutton. But anyway, Kyle believes like she doesn't want to be called. It's her integrity is what she's upset about. She had like, don't try to say I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do. I only mean it. It's not inappropriate. We're friends. She's a good friend. So Erica and Dorit have a conversation. Dorit's like, hey, you didn't stick up for me. What's the deal? And then Erica's like, well, look, I don't want to jump to assumptions. It could have been one thing, it could have been the other. And now Erica's like, get me out of the middle. I don't want to do this anymore. And so I think where we are between Dorit and Kyle was just trying to, I guess, maybe just trying to get past this whole PK texting scandal.
Well, Dorit's not one of my favorite people at all, but Kyle was wrong.
That
Like,
was wrong.
and no one is trying to insinuate you guys are having an affair or something, but if your friend is getting divorced, you stop talking to her husband. Like, you just do. And I think everybody in the group, whether regardless of their internal conflicts with one another, everybody agreed.
And to not just calm down, and just be like, okay, guys, you know what? You're right. She just flew off the handle, which makes it look even worse. And then I did appreciate when Dory did say, like, hey, PK is this type of person, And so when he's talking to you like that, like when you're talking to him, he can get information on me, like this is part of like us going through a divorce, so like whatever you're kind of saying could be used against me. And Kyle said she's never seen PK be mean, so how like so I, she could she couldn't even fathom him acting like that. And I was like, really?
And if somebody, like, what's frustrating about Kyle is you're going through a separation divorce or what have you. Replace PK's name with Mauricio
Right.
and you with Dorit,
And
and
that's,
how you feel.
and Dorit literally said that to her.
And there have been rumors about Dorit and Mauricio. And she's still and still we don't hear about Dorit texting Mauricio. Yeah,
That's
so
not a scandal. They would kind of make a nice looking couple, just
she's too old for Mauricio as we
very, very, you're right. No, just physically nice looking, but not like, I would prefer Mauricio be with Kyle or whomever.
Mauricio's into dating, I think, 25-year-old models now.
Do what you gotta do, Mo. So then after that, we understand that Kyle is dealing with empty nesting. She's got this, she's doing this preemptive dinner after that whole spa day blow up. They know that she knows that they're about to get together with all the girls because Garcelle's hosting the women at her new renovated beach house. And so she wanted to, I guess, get in front of it. And I think what was kind of odd was just the interaction between Kyle and Sutton. Sutton wanted to know specifically what was Kyle apologizing for, and Kyle said everything. And then, Erica, is basically coming to Kyle's defense, I guess. Maybe I think in the confessionals, she's just like, come on, like, she's just dealing with her stuff, stop, pushing it and being mean to Kyle, And it's kind of like, well, I don't think it's a bad question to ask, why are you apologizing? Because it didn't really come across like she was apologizing, to be honest with you. It felt like it was more, I'm disappointed that you would think that my integrity, would be in question.
She also is trying to get some support for before the next big group outing.
Right.
And I think Sutton, that was part of Sutton's call out. And Erica, let's be clear, she and Sutton might be getting along better, but she don't really like Sutton. So
No.
any opportunity
Any
to
opportunity.
make Sutton look negatively.
I did want to call something out though that Dorit and Bose were talking about, because I do think that there's a timeline issue here, in that Bose said that, when she was talking to Kyle's like, I didn't know anything about that. She didn't share, whatever with me. And then Bose is like, nah, like you had to have known something. And
Yeah.
so then we get the producers to cut in, but I don't think Kyle actually knew about the separation. She knew that they weren't like doing well, because what Dorit, when Bo specifically asked Dorit about that, Dorit then starts a whole other story about how PK's sponsor in their backyard told them that they should stop, that they need to separate
But the
and
reason I'm not
things.
buying it. PK talks to Mauricio.
Fair.
Mauricio and Kyle, even though they're not together, they talk. So I think Kyle knew how bad it was.
How bad?
Yeah.
I don't know if Kyle knew about the separation before it hit the streets. Is that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that she didn't know that it was a bad marriage or
But I
their.
think enough to know that things are bad, I probably should stop texting this dude. If
Oh,
I'm
she definitely,
friends with Dorit.
yeah. I don't know. That whole thing is weird to me, like that you think it's still appropriate to text like allegedly your friend's husband, even memes back and forth. Like, you got to pick a side. Sorry, that's just how that like life works. Yeah, you.
And if you're really friends with somebody, once your husband or soon to be is kind of telling you what he's hearing from his boy, why aren't you on the phone with Dory? Like,
Telling her, right?
and kind of getting when you're really close to a friend, even if they don't want, like you get it out of them. You know what's going on. You're
Yeah.
there to support them.
Yeah.
You're not finding out with me. Like, stop it.
It's just, I mean, we'll get to the rumors about things, but it just doesn't seem right. But anyway, we get to the next episode about, like, so basically Dorit and Kyle, they're now okay. They decide they're gonna bury, I guess, the hatchet when they're on the beach at Garcelle's home. And so now, Sutton invites Kyle and Garcelle with her to meet her mother. Sutton's gone back to Augusta, and so there's a little bit of a friction because Bose and Dorit didn't even know about the travel, and there was like, I think they should have told me that I wasn't invited. And it was more of a, hey, these are like kind of my two friends that I want to take to meet my mother and kind of have this experience, especially given that Sutton was going to meet her mother to talk a bit about their relationship. And I don't, I didn't have a problem with them having this. I think that there should be more kind of like smaller group travel, because I think it just kind of gives us less, it's just less talking, less talking heads in the midst.
Yeah, and I do think this was such a serious trip for Sutton. In one way, I think it would give the larger group some insight into Sutton's behavior. But if all of those people had showed up at Reba's house, it would have been a completely different episode. So I don't blame her. Dorit, I don't like you. You don't like me. Bose, it's not that I don't like you, but you surely ain't, supporting me. And Erica, you and I are just kind of getting back on track. I'm just, I don't, I really don't know why Kyle went. Like, I do know now Jennifer Tilly was out of town. She couldn't, they had rescheduled the
Yeah.
trip. She couldn't make it. So you needed more than just, you couldn't put all the weight of the support system on
Congratulations.
Garcelle. So you take Kyle.
Yeah.
But
And Kyle needed to get out of her house. It's obvious that she's dealing with,
something to do.
she's got some empty nesting that's happening.
But this whole like this fake outrage about not being invited by these other women
I
miss
didn't
me.
like that.
I can't see Bose wanting to go to Augusta to meet Reba or Dorit. Like maybe Erica because she's known them, but the rest of them, and once and I've okay, I'm cheating because I'm talking about what I
No, go
watched
ahead.
in the after show. But once you knew what it was about, like I think your tone should have changed in the after show.
Totally agree.
See them saying, "Hey, I just wish you would have told us before you left," but it didn't happen. But keep it moving.
Yeah, and no beef, but like, Bose, you're brand new to this show. I don't need to call you about anything. Like, you're not Lisa Vanderpump. You feel me? Like, I don't have, so I just kind of, I didn't like the after show them talking about it like that, 'cause I was like,
And when
it
Bo
was.
said, "Just tell me that you think I'm negative energy," that wasn't the point. That's not what it was.
No.
Saying you don't want drama is different than saying you bring negative energy. You don't bring any, I don't know you.
Then given what you saw, like, could you imagine all of that with Reba? Like it wouldn't be about Sutton and Reba. It would be about Sutton and women, and how the women don't like Sutton, and how this, and Reba's great, and she's over here off to the side. It would never have been like a story that would be captured. And I think it was really a great story that we got to see a bit more. So I'm gonna pause that part to go back to Kathy's house, because this dinner, I love Kathy, because Kathy got her poker face on, but I don't think she appreciated Bose trying to ask her about Kyle and why Kyle's so cold. I think
Yeah.
she had a nice poker face on, but I think Bose was way off to think that she could go to Kathy and say something like that about her sister.
Yeah, I agree.
And but when Kathy said something about her being Chinese, what was
That was Kathy being Kathy.
Oh, we
She
love
has
her.
moments where I'm like, oh, she. I mean, I think Kathy Hilton is a very smart woman. I think she knows she's sometimes puts on a facade, and that's where being Chinese from 3500 BC comes from. But there were moments when Dorit was talking about PK where Kathy got very serious
She
about
did.
what are we talking about here?
So let's talk about that, because Kathy called him PJ.
That's the facade, Kathy. That's
I don't know if that was, I think that might be her
Well,
memory.
also, he's really, you people aren't important enough to me to know your names.
Right.
I'm doing my best.
So then Dory, and then Kathy says, yeah, there's no questions about PK being a good father, right? Like, there's no. And then Dory said, nope, he's not a good father. What did you think about him, her, Dory going off about PK? This whole 7-page email that was predominantly about financials, his expectations. I was like, if this is true, this is bad.
Well, there've been so many rumors about like who do they even have money? And if so, is it even PK? It might be Dorit at this point. I think her outburst about PK is about like how dare you threaten me and say, as of this date, I'm in charge of all the bills or whatever. You put me in this house. So I think, again, it's so weird when I'm defending her or,
Right,
or standing up.
right.
But I get it. Like,
Yeah.
no, you suck. How about that? How
I
about
feel.
I'm probably holding on to many more secrets about who you really are while I'm on this TV show. So what I'm going to say right now, even though I'm not going to mean it, I'm going to take it back. Yeah, he's not a good father. Maybe, and that's not, he's not a good husband.
He's definitely not.
That's what she should have said, and she wouldn't have had to walk it back. He's not a good husband.
I think she meant what she said just because she was like, I have to tell this kid stories about where their father is. I actually kind of think that there's this thing where like on paper you might be worth $1 billion, but in terms of liquid assets like cash, anything that you could sell, just because the market's there, like stocks, you can kind of just go out and sell your marketable securities is what they call them. You might have $1 billion on your investments, but you might only be liquid of 200 million or 150 million. My question is a lot of their wealth, quote unquote, tied up in maybe like buildings, like ownership of homes, like partnerships in like companies where it's hard to get your money out because it's a valuation, but it's hard to kind of just be able to just, oh, I'm just going to sell this house, or I'm just going to sell my partnership interest in this.
I have no idea.
That's what came to mind about them and their wealth, is whether or not it's just tied up in assets that are really hard to sell. Good values, but it's hard to kind of get them off. So, but you don't have really any cash,
It
unfortunately.
depends on what PK really does. Dorit's the only one that we know who
No
has
clue what he
a
does.
job that gets a paycheck every season.
And then there's something about him managing Boy George. I mean, is that still a thing? Is he still?
I don't know when the last time Boy George performed. I don't know.
I haven't seen him here in America.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not in Europe doing this thing.
Right.
And I didn't see when I went to London, I did not see him headlining anything. That was a couple of years ago for New Year's. So that 7-page email came through to Dorit. He said his expectations is that Dorit's going to take care of the mortgage in a few months. PK brought up custody and he had lawyers in the email. And this gets Erica. Erica's like, oh hell no. Like, no. I'm giving this is coming. You need to get in front of this. And then they bring up this law in California that around 10 years with the divorce, you're considered a long-term marriage, and therefore it's half of the assets will be it's half and half, essentially, community property. And then Erica basically is just giving Dorit a lot of real talk to say, like, PK doesn't want you back. Get out the marriage. And I think she's having like flashes of what happened to her. Just flashes of what happened in her situation. As Dorit.
Boy George is touring in England.
I'm
I mean,
sorry.
not in Europe,
I'm
the
sorry, Boy
UK
George.
and Germany.
I love Boy George, by the way. That wasn't shade to him.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I
It's tough. It's tough
and
each way you
tough
slice it.
love. You need to get out.
Yeah, it's tough. We'll definitely pick up on this conversation because Dorit has an update for us. But I did want to talk a little bit about Mo and Kyle going to the gun range. How awkward was that whole interaction between her and Mo after they're done their gun range stuff? Like he sits on the whatever the bench, and then she sits there, and then he moves on the other side of it, and she moves. It was very awkward, and I guess Kyle, is just upset. She's crying. Mo comforts her, but it doesn't seem like they're gonna get back together.
No, Mo has moved on. Mo and PK.
Both of them.
But Mo's got money.
That's the difference.
Mo is handsome with money and single. He's not coming back.
And he likes, he does
His
his
children are grown.
groan. He's like, look, I'm about to have
Yeah,
I'm
he's
about
about
to
to have.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
no,
I do feel, I mean, I feel bad for Kyle. Like,
I feel bad for her.
But they've been together, what, 30 years, she says. I feel bad for her, but she's not a really nice person, so.
That whole thing that happened last season and all this suspicion, it just be honest to, like, not be honest, but just tell us, like, what is it really that's preventing you guys from getting back together? Because she refuses to answer the questions, even on the after show. She doesn't want to answer the questions about them getting back together or what she wants. So it just continues to be this very vague, very, and we want us to be sorry for you, but we don't even know what we're sorry about, like why you guys can't get back together. So anyway, this let's go back to Augusta.
Okay.
Because Sutton, you know, Sutton introduced everybody to Reba to the girls, to Garcelle and Kyle. Garcelle presents a gift, a scarf. Reba doesn't seem very entertained by that, but she tells Kyle that she's beautiful. And then, you know, there's they the Sutton, Garcelle and Kyle all go out to dinner and kind of just to talk about being in Augusta and kind of what they're gonna do. So, you know, they're having like a nice kind of time. Garcelle decides she's gonna approach Sutton's mother to talk about how Sutton feels in terms of like just sharing about her father's death, saying, I love you, saying, I'm proud of you, and, you know, kind of dealing kind of with their relationship. And Reba told her it's none of her business. But we do see that Sutton and her mother do have the conversation that Garcelle kind of alluded to, and I think they're in a better place in terms of speaking on emotions. But it was really interesting to see Reba's perspective of that's not what she received when she was growing up, so she doesn't necessarily know how to give that or think that that's important. She called
Right.
it right.
Reba's an 82-year-old white woman from Augusta, Georgia. So I think that accounts for the difference, some of the difference between Kyle and Garcelle. I think by the end of the trip, she's developed, I guess, a level of respect for Garcelle because she realizes in Garcelle's overstepping. And I think we all were like, I don't know what you want to do that, but I think Garcelle and Sutton have a true friendship that I think Reba would respect. I totally understand Reba not wanting to go back to the home where her husband
I wouldn't have wanted to do that.
died. I also understand Sutton needing some closure for her father and the way that he died. So I got that. And you understood everything. Like we've all met people similar to Reba. People that have gone through stuff. So yeah, you can understand that a woman of a certain age grew up in a time where parents were there to feed and clothe their children. And that was make sure they go to school, right? And not to and doing all of that was showing that they loved you. You didn't need to say it and be warm and fuzzy. So it's just a difference in generations. And but also to that, Reba was more modern in the fact that she was a working woman and didn't want to sit home and be a stay-at-home mom in the South, where her child ended up being that. So you can see where they were butting heads. So that I totally understood both sides of that story.
It's just so interesting of the dynamic because it's almost like Sutton said, you know what? I don't want to be this ice queen. I want to be a home, you know, I want to do this part of it. But to be fair, you know, even if Reba didn't receive it, being like that housewife kind of figure, like I do think that there were mothers that were like, I love you, or dressing you up for the prom, you know. But to your point, she was more modern, and I thought that was really kind of interesting to learn more about, because I always love to hear the women that are like that were doing their thing back when it wasn't, you know, the thing. But it was really cool to kind of like see something that felt more real, more grown women. Garcelle is a grown woman. We talked a little bit like last week about how she's an adult. She's got adult kids. I didn't think that Garcelle was wrong and necessarily like not wrong, but I didn't feel like I feel like if Garcelle was like 30 years old trying to tell an 80-year-old woman this, that's different versus someone who's has adult children, 50, you know, years old and can relate a bit, a little bit,
And it
in
came
terms of
from
having a
a
goal.
sincere, a good and
Very
sincere
sincere.
place. Like, yeah.
So I didn't have a huge problem, but I do think Reba, I think Reba kind of also likes messing with Garcelle. I kind of thought it was comical, but I don't know if it was, because I don't know if it was as intentional as they were going along, like calling their kid weird. Garcelle's like, I have a weird kid. It was just, I don't know if it became just kind of a running joke that Garcelle was really trying to get Reba to like her, and Reba kind of picked up on it, but it was awkward for sure.
And of the women that were not invited, none of them could or would have wanted to have that conversation on Sutton's behalf with her
No,
mom.
totally agree. Totally agree, especially because, and this is something I forgot to say, that Sutton, she didn't realize that she was like kind of harboring feelings about her father's death, because her father was in the their family home when he, died by suicide. But her mother was actually in the kitchen, and she had retired, and so she was physically home that day. And so I don't think Sutton really, she didn't realize how much she was harboring kind of feelings about why couldn't you have done something. And there was a mix up in medication, which kind of drove, I think, her father to getting, really low and all that. So it was cool to kind of see kind of Sutton understand, like, okay, I have to let that part go, because there's nothing that you can do now, especially. It's been many years since then, so. Back on a lighter note, and back on an interesting note, actually, Bose and Keeley. So Bose and her daughter have a conversation about the relationship. Bose has been with Keeley for 8 months, and she was sharing with her daughter about the baby, having a baby, and wanting to kind of bring her in, and it just seemed like her daughter, is it Lyell? She just
Okay.
didn't seem like she was like, oh, how long y'all been together? And but they're already like, they're talking fertility, baby,
Right,
that
right.
stuff. I was like,
I don't care about this storyline. I don't know. I think Bose has kind of turned me off a little in her behavior, kind of
I
coming
told
at
you.
you. But the Keeley thing bores me anyway. I'd rather see her interacting with the women. I'm with her daughter. He's only been around 8 months. Like, talk to me next season
Pretty much.
if he's still here.
I like watching the after show, it turned me off to her, just because you, in the moments, you can kind of be okay, like understand, oh, they know him. But when you actually are watching it, and like you get to see the full picture, it's a little different. So they all go out. Bose also shares that they have, that her and Keely haven't said I love you to each other. So and Dorit and Erica just kind of side-eye that, and they're like, and Dorit's like, you should sit, bring it up, and Erica's like, no, don't bring it up. And I was like, thank you, Erica, for jumping in there. But anyway, Dorit gives them an update. PK picked up the phone, and called her. She says it's not a reconciliation. She told Erica to stop side-eyeing her, because, but Erica believes that PK will be ruthless in the divorce. And Bose told her, hey, PK is calming you down, is calming Dorit down. She's calming you down so that he can have the upper hand. Erica and Bose, believe that he's being devious. And Bose brings up a great point about meeting with all the great lawyers in town, because once you do a consultation, then therefore you like, she couldn't go to that lawyer because technically they've already met with the opposing party that she would have. So Dorit seemed like much more, oh, he wants to talk about the kids, we're doing better, like this is not reconciliation, but we're able to talk. What was your thoughts, like, kind of coming out of that
It's just once
conversation?
again, her friends are telling her to like wise up. I think Bose even says, wake up. I would not trust PK. You can have. It's you're headed for divorce. You can make it amicable, but still protect your peace and protect your assets and keep it moving. So they said what they said.
it just starts again. It just kind of calls into question. There's been calls of question into this whole storyline, just in general. Carlos King has said, he's a former producer of Housewives, has relationships with a lot of housewives, and there's been kind of rumors that allegedly, Dorit and PK, this is just a divorce storyline based on his alcoholism, but this is really because they really don't want to lose their place on Beverly Hills Housewives. And when you see Kyle saying, "Who are you? Why are you acting like this?" and all that, it's her kind of checking and being like, "Yo, like, I think you're going a little too hard." So, putting that all that in context, let's go to the latest episode. We are all caught up. I'm just gonna skip to this 4th of July party because this is we need to just kind of break this down real quick. Sutton arrives early, and she's sitting in the living room for 30
Well,
minutes.
not early. She arrived on time. There were
Oh, I'm sorry,
people
on
already
time.
there. There were
I'm sorry,
other
she was on
people at the
time.
party. Dorit is late.
Kyle points out that there's a shrine to PK, and Dorit counteracts that and says, "Actually, I haven't touched this table. I don't enter my house through this way, so I don't even notice it." And then, Dorit says, "Oh, it's not my first choice to have Kyle and Sutton arrive on time, but and I was like, damn,
And
like
don't invite them.
I'm like, they're on time.
And
Isn't
don't
that expected?"
invite them. How about you not sit upstairs doing your glam and you're 40 and you come down 40 minutes later?
She
But
didn't
she
want to
had
be
been
with Sutton.
downstairs to greet the other people.
She didn't want to be down there with Sutton.
Yeah, so
And she lets Sutton sit right by herself downstairs.
yeah.
And she knows that. Sutton knows that. So then Dorit comes over and she tries to take Sutton's purse and
Her
says she
Birkin.
deserves it. And which is kind of like a joke, I guess, between the two of them.
But you're not friends, so it's awkward.
And then Sutton's like, "You don't deserve it. You what?" And it was weird. Garcelle almost trips and falls out the door. I was like, man, I hope she's got home insurance because that could have not gone a good way or whatever. But the whole joke that killed the vibe. Where are you at on this? I mean, Garcelle, asked if there's alcohol in the watermelon drink. Dorit to asking Sutton this. Dorit joked that Garcelle asked if there's any alcohol in it, and then Sutton kind of comes back real hard, calling her a B. And they're going back and forth. So I'm gonna stop right there because I've been
Again,
talking.
it's because they're not friends, right? Had Garcelle made that joke, Sutton would have been as offended. But also, it's because Dorit had accused Sutton, I don't know if it was last season or the season before, or 2 seasons in a row, of having an issue with alcohol. And so, yeah, you probably shouldn't call somebody a bee in their own home, but Dorit threw the first blow, right? And again, if you were friends and somebody said, "Bee, shut up," you laugh it off, right? We do talk to our close friends like that. Y'all not friends, right? And then I don't blame Sutton for saying, "You know what? I didn't want to come here to begin with. I'm out." I don't blame her friends for following her, trying to talk her into staying at this group event. And then here comes Miss Busybody Bose. I would even let Bose say to everybody, "Hey guys, let's come on into the party," but you cannot scold people that you don't have a history with to understand what their history is with Dorit. It is perfectly fine that Bose has fallen in love with Dorit and they are
Perfectly
the
fine.
best of friends. But you respect, I've got friends, I've got besties that don't really rock with each other, right? Not even for anything dramatic, they just don't rock with each other. But you understand that, so I don't force anything other than my birthday. Everybody gotta love me on my birthday. But you feel like you still res you respect, and that's not even really a good example because again, they don't have that. But you respect the history, or at least acknowledge that you don't know it, and just kind of fall back.
It's so weird to me. And it's like the producers came, of course, with the receipts about Sutton's Dorit perpetuating Sutton having a drinking problem at Crystal's house at the reunion. And Sutton's like, I'm rolling. And then Garcelle and Kyle, like, they're trying to get her to come back and stay.
And they
But
also have the experience of Augusta that they just experienced.
exactly, they just know what we they just went through, like with her going and seeing her father, like home. And so I actually thought it was unfair for Dorit to be mad at them for going after Sutton to try to get her to stay off of a poor joke that Dorit made. I was like, that's not fair to them. When Erica enters the building, she immediately understood the remark. She immediately knew. She said, "Oh Lord, that's all that we need to do, Bose." Oh, ooh. And just because if Erica heard that and knows that, then she know like she knows. And that's what really bothers me a bit about like Bo's kind of trying to come in and stop congregating in the front of the house. And then Garcelle's like, stop being her spokesperson.
And to your point, unless the producers just haven't shown it to us, Bose seems to have a decent relationship with Garcelle and Eric. Like if I was new to the group, when it's just me and Gar okay, girl, just let me know what are the dynamics between everybody? What has happened? Even if I love Dorit, why y'all so mean to my girl? And even if I just didn't want one, I'd do it with Garcelle. And I do it with Erica. You can't do it with Kyle, but and you got issues with Garcelle and Erica. I'd have separate lunches with them. All right, lay it on me from two different perspectives. Then you kind of get some truth in the middle.
Or you could also watch the show. It's on Peacock.
That's true. That's
It's
true.
$79.99. I just got the bill for this is, and this is with commercials because I know you're much more richer than I am. You could afford it without commercials.
You're true.
You're not gonna do
I'm trying to. I'm too deep into the reality part of it. Yeah, she could have just watched
She
TV.
could have seen what was at least shown, right? But I get it. Some of them they don't want to see all of that because they don't want to be like a fa like come in like a fan or come in with too much. But I totally agree with you. Why are you not asking the question of why are people reacting to her like this? Like why is that not happening? And so when Bose says that they need to stop cuddling Sutton, I was like, damn, like why are you constantly like why is it coddling her? So anyway, suddenly she's like, I'm not doing this. And then we get to this cabana conversation. And they're I don't know what happened. Garcelle says Sutton doesn't feel welcome. And then Garcelle, says to Bose, like, in the spirit of sisterhood, like, you called us rude. Like, what's that about? And then Bose responds that she's calling things as she sees them. And that's being a sister is calling you out.
Without all the information.
And then Garcelle, she thinks Bose is one-sided, we all think. And then Erica's confessional about being jealous of Bose and Dorit's friendship. I really don't think it's about that. I think it's really just that Bose is so one-sided that she's not balancing the different perspectives.
I agree.
So like a ch like a like the champ she is, Garcelle tosses it over to Kyle. She's like, well, Bose, what's up with you saying that about Kyle being cold? Now we got Kyle and Bose going at it, and I was like, dang, Kyle was ready. She said, what is going on over here? I did not have that experience. Why do you feel that way? Kyle calls her Judge Judy. She's felt like she's opened up about what's going on in her life. Bose denies that she's being led. Kyle calls Bose biased, told her it's not appropriate to scold them. But then Dorit, of course, has to chime in because Kyle referenced the text message. And then Kyle tells Dorit that she's all over Bose's behind and that Dorit is backing everything up that Bose is saying, and she doesn't like it. And then Dorit and Kyle didn't get into it. She doesn't know what's going on in Kyle's life, which does support Bose's claim that Kyle's closed off. And then Kyle starts listing things. Dorit said, "You don't have to yell." Garcelle's like, "She's not. Kyle's not yelling." Which is like one of my favorite moments. So I was like, Like, thank you for, like, let's put things in perspective. But then I guess Kyle and Dorit have this weird thing where they all of a sudden calm down. They say their friendship is important, and then
It's
they
just, it's
walk away.
housewife speak. It's housewife speak. This has been going on long enough. Let's go and reunite so we can continue the season. And this is what I think is going to be a turning point, and we get to somehow they're making Sutton look like a villain in the mid-season trailer. But Kyle and Dorit go off by themselves and then finally have the conversation that about both of them going through separation, maybe divorce at the same time and how they feel.
Which is what we really should have got as like the first episode is really them talking about going commiserating over this. You know, if they were real friends, that's what we would like. If they not, well, let me say it this way, that if yeah, if they're real friends, then you would talk about that, right? Yeah. What do you think? Where are we at with Housewives for you?
You mean in terms of do I like the season?
Like the season, anything kind of.
I wish I was so excited for Bose. Like I wanted Bose and Garcelle to
Me
like,
too.
get
Me
along.
too.
And not that they're not. I think when they're it's
Yeah.
just the two of them, it's fine. We just don't see it often. It's Beverly Hills. It's fine. I am over Kyle versus Dorit. I'm dreading if Sutton suddenly becomes like an a-hole. I'm hoping they've cut it in a certain way, then when we see the scenes, it's not so bad, but it looks bad
Right.
right now. And I think I'm going to be uncomfortable because I
Yeah.
like Sutton. But it's whatever. When I get down, I know that my candy has arrived in Summer House. So we'll talk about them next week. But
So excited.
it's fine. It's fine.
I like the season so far. If I'd only been watching like the show, I would be like, oh yeah, when Bose watches this back, she's gonna be like, no. But to see the commentary in the after show, it's really disappointing. It's
Yeah, the
incredible.
after show is interesting because I'm like, are you trying to just stay so true to the episode? You can't change your vibe yet, even though I know you must have seen everything. Like, I agree with you. I don't understand the attitude.
And her comment about Garcelle being jealous of her relationship or something like that. And I was like,
Yeah.
Garcelle's fancy. So like, we don't, I don't think she cares. She's out here dating and co-hosting with, Johnny Depp or whatever, whomever, Sean
And
Penn.
Bose knows exactly who the hell Garcelle Bouvet
We've all watched her.
is.
So I like to try to make it like that's not true, anyway. But I love like Bose, like just in general, like before coming on, I was like, I really respected that like career and all
Oh,
that,
absolutely.
but really kind of disappointed about the way it's coming across. Maybe she'll have a better season next season. The
Yeah.
Summer House is so much better. It's they woo, girl.
All right. Well, that wraps up our weekly catch up with one another and you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to join us next week. We will be recapping Beverly Hills, but we will only have to do one episode. And I will be able to quickly summarize that we'll be into three episodes of Summer House, which is it's easy to do. All
Go
right. Bye, Alana.
it.